Speaking of Hong Kong, did you see that horse again from David Hayes's
Nervous Witness?
Nervous Witness, which absolutely obliterated them again. And the time he ran was phenomenal. Was it four winners again for David Hayes?
He's had an incredible start to the season, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, I think it was four, Michael. What a start. What a team he's got.
You wonder whether he can get there quickly too, Nervous Witness. Like, he's a son of Star Witness, as we all know, and the big Hong Kong sprint races are...
I think he's the best sprinter in Hong Kong now. He's only had two starts.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. So, he's really captured imaginations up there for sure. It was amazing to see. He just cruises. He's another Hariba, I tell you.
Hey, Matty, you love your breeding, and you love the stories around breeding. We just spoke to Steve Tregay from the Incentivise camp. The other side, the superstar Very Elegant, is probably even more remarkable.
Absolutely. Standing at a mountain station serving Clydesdale mares, Zed. So there's an amazing story to be told there, and we're about to find out more.
Mark Cochran is the stud master at Grange Williams Stud, where Zed stands. The remarkable... Was he once a... the sire of Clydesdales or draft horses, and now he has the most talked about champion horse in Australia with Very Elegant. G'day, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, g'day, boys. Good, thanks.
That is part of the story, Mark, isn't it? That at one stage of his colourful life, Zed was presented with the ominous sight of Clydesdale mares to, let's gently sort of suggest, to engage in romantic liaisons with.
yeah, that's right. He wasn't going so well, so he was banished to the hills, basically. So he went down to Erewhon Station, which is inland Ashburton, and it's nowhere spelt backwards. So it's a long way from anywhere.
Well, they filmed Lord of the Rings there. It's quite an amazing place if you look at it. And it's like some Amish mountain community, isn't it, where wagon trains going through rivers for tourists and things like that. It's an extraordinary part of his amazing story, that chapter in itself, Mark, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's certainly a beautiful part of the world, and he was obviously well looked after down there because he came up here looking $1 million, and they tell me he's even got a sire son out there, a Clydesdale cross sire son, a horse called Mike, and I've seen a photo of him, and he's a lovely big Clydie cross.
Can he run?
Well, I'd say he runs pretty fast for a Clydesdale.
We had an earthquake last week. We don't need a Clydesdale race to produce another one, Mark.
No, absolutely.
He'd pull a milk cart pretty quickly, though, I'd imagine. He's breeding. I mean, he's beautifully bred by Zabeel, which, you know, sometimes you sort of forget, and out of a Dane Hill mare. So he's got the lines to have been a successful sire.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, she was Emerald Dream with a Group 1 winning Dane Hill mare, no less. So, it's a fantastic pedigree. Obviously, goes back to the great 8-carat family. And, it's one of Sir Patrick's famous families. And it's an outstanding family. And incidentally, Very Elegant double back, you know, to that 8-carat blood. So she's got a couple of doses in there, which hasn't done her any harm.
It's octagonal and all those. I think a little baby brother was born recently as well. Mark, tell us about... We asked Steve Tregay about Incentivizer's mum, and he gave us an interesting story about her as well. What's the story with the mum of Very Elegant?
Don Goodwin, he actually owns Opulent. Don was looking... He was in the racing syndicate that raced Head, and when he was retired to stud, he was looking for a mare. And when he saw Opulence and saw the 8-carat and the pedigree, he decided, you know, that'd be a fantastic mating. So she's 3x3 inbred to Dane Hill and 4x4 to Coatelli House. Don went to the sales. He bought the mare Opulence, and he actually bought her off Nick Bashara. And Nick had already bred a Tokay mare out of her called Black Lace, who won a few races. And she's just foaled a Zed filly recently over at Arrowfield. So Don bought the mare to go to Zed. He didn't. I think she was in foal. I think the Tokay, and I think she might have slipped that or something happened. Foal died down at Little Avondale, and then anyway she came up here and very flash. was the first one, and he's a black type performer, so full brother to Very Elegant. And then Very Elegant was the next one off the block.
Does anyone remember anything about the young Very Elegant? Because she's such a klutzy champion. Was she falling over her own feet as a foal or anything like that? Or anyone got any impressions of what she was like as a youngster?
Look, she was a pretty plain filly, to be honest. You know, you'd seen her out in the paddock, you wouldn't have looked at her twice, to be perfectly honest. Zed doesn't, you know, he doesn't probably leave the best-looking horses in the world, but, you know, that's what he leaves. But they run. It's the most important thing.
And, of course, at the other end of the spectrum as well, he sides ZM, the great jumper. So he's versatile as well. How popular is he now?
Oh, he'll serve around 70 mares this year. We probably find, you know, they don't sell particularly well at the sales is what we've found. You know, they keep telling us Kiwis we need to be breeding these staying types, but you take them to the sales and no one seems to want to buy them. So the types of people that are breeding them are, you know, a lot of trainers like Alan Sharrock. He's got four or five mares coming down to Zed. He loves them. He's got Waisaki, who won the Wellington Cup, and he's got another one. He reckons goes pretty well. Is going to be a black type horse pretty soon. John Wheeler. He's another great supporter of Zed. He sends mares to him every year. A lot of owner trainers. You know, people like the Luptons and Raymond Connors. You know, he's a great jump. He was a jump rider, and now he trains a lot of jumpers and stayers. So those sort of people that, you know, they want to breed those stayers, and they don't mind just leaving them in the paddock and waiting. But he's probably not really getting the mares that are the sales type mares, you know, because you take them to the sales, and the buyers don't really want to buy them and have to wait too long for them.
Mark, it's a remarkable story. Does she win again today?
Oh, I think she's going to be hard to beat. Obviously, she's, it's going to be a good race. We're certainly looking forward to it. You know, any Group 1's a hard race to win. But I think she's always in for a donkey fight at the end. She never gives up, and she'll be fighting out the finish for sure.
She's not the only Zed going around today. You've also got Magic Mikey going in the Super Impose.
Yeah, he went a great race, I thought, the other day in the Derby trial. So, yeah, he's another one that we bred that came off the farm here. So, we're starting to watch him. It'd be got to be great if he could make it to the Derby.
Yeah,
and he's also got Irish Flames going pretty well over there for Brett Scott too. He's another one that came off the farm here. So I think, he's got some big spring targets in mind too. So Zed's certainly not a one-horse pony. He's actually leading sire here in New Zealand. And he's only a $6,000 horse. He's when you compare him to Savabell, who's at 100. Zed's sitting on top of the table, beating a lot of them at the moment. So,
It's the stuff we love in racing, all those fairy tale stories, and we might get another chapter of it today. Best of luck, Mark.
Yep, fingers crossed.